In the Gospel reading today, we hear St. Jude asking our Lord, "What happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Sounds like a pretty legitimate question, except that the Lord already had answered it. He said, "Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." It's right there for every last one of us. If we will love him, if we will do his will, if we will keep his word, as he said, "Because whoever loves me will keep my word," then he will reveal himself to us. Now, obviously, as we look throughout the world and throughout history, we recognize that there are lots of people that our Lord has brought to a point of extraordinary conversion. They weren't following his word. They weren't living according to the way they should, and he gave them some kind of grace to be able to turn around. But even that is only the turning point. In order for them to be able to know the Lord, they have to do exactly what you and I have to do. They have to live it. They have to love him. Again, it's one thing to have something extraordinary happen. Look at what happened in the Iconian town that Paul and Barnabas were in. The Lord works this miracle, and these people want to offer sacrifice to Paul and Barnabas. And they're trying to say, "No, it wasn't us. We don't have any power of our own. It's the Lord who did this. You got to worship God." The people didn't recognize it. And so even though there's something extraordinary that happened, the question one has to ask is, how long did the marvel remain? In other words, if God works some extraordinary event in our life, we don't forget that it happened, but the ooh and the ah goes away after a little bit. And then we're on to the next thing, looking for something next that's going to be extraordinary, something else that's going to give us an emotional boost to be able to keep going. And the Lord's not going to operate that way. And maybe at the beginning he will. The way I always present it in class is, in the spiritual life, God starts out giving you lots of lollipops. We're like little kids, and you have to say, "Okay, look, if you eat this, then you can have a cookie." Well, eventually it gets to the point where you don't have to bribe the kid to eat the cookie. At least I hope not. Or it could become like some of us, where we just eat the cookie and forget the dinner. But that's not what the Lord is looking for. He's looking for us to simply be able to grow in love with him in the day-to-day routine of life. Not with all kinds of extraordinary things, not with all kinds of feelings, not with all kinds of gushy stuff. Just to love him, to grow in that likeness to him, to be conformed to him. The only way that happens is spending that time with him. That's what he's looking for. And so if we are willing to do that, if we love him, if we are spending that time with him, he is going to reveal himself more and more to us. Then we don't need all the extraordinary things. And in fact, when the extraordinary things happen, you just kind of shrug your shoulders and say, "That's nice, whatever. It's not what I was looking for. That's not what my faith is based on, is extraordinary things." You can look, for instance, at some of the Eucharistic miracles. They're extraordinary. Praise God they're there, because there are lots of people who don't believe, so he's given us these things where the host is turned into a piece of flesh or whatever. But when you know the Lord, you just shrug your shoulders and say, "That's nice. I believe because he said it. I don't believe because there's something that happened over in Portugal or down in Argentina where the host started to bleed or it turned into a piece of flesh." It's like, we knew that anyway. We didn't need that to happen in order to believe. We believe because he said it. We believe because we have come to know him, so we don't need all the extraordinary things. That's the way it operates in the spiritual life. So it might start with something extraordinary, but then it needs to move beyond that. And that's what he's looking for. So when Jude Thaddeus asks this question, what happened that you'll reveal yourself to us and not to the world? He's there for the whole world. He's there for anyone who wants to know him. But it's that matter of wanting to know him. We want to be starstruck and we want to have fireworks and we want to have all kinds of excitement. We're going to be a flash in the pan. We'll be oohing and aahing 1 minute and then we'll be off to something else the next because it's all about us. It's not about him. If we really want him, if we really recognize who he is and what he has done for us, then all we're going to want is to love him. And we look at it and say, well, what do I get out of this? Number one, that's purely selfish. That's not love anyway. But the salvation of your soul, eternal life, what else are we looking for? Oh, I want some consolation. I want something exciting. I want something fun. Look at what he did for us. And we think that we should just have something more for us? No, he has done everything for us and continues to. He's asking that we will focus on him. He's asking that we will love him. And the more that we love him, the more we will know him. And so that revelation is there for every last person on the face of the earth, if they're willing to love him. That's what he's looking for. So if we will spend the time to make that effort to be able to grow in love with him in prayer, because that's the only way. It's not about the emotions. It's about down in the depth of our soul. And if we are willing to seek that union with him, then he has told us exactly what will happen. Not only will he reveal himself to us, but he said, my Father will love him, we will come to him, and make our dwelling within him. That's the fullness of the revelation. God is right within you. All he's doing is waiting for you to be able to find him and to be able to enter into that, and it's infinite. There is no end. Once you find where he is, you can just keep going and going and going, and that's exactly what he desires for you. That's what you're going to do for all eternity. And that's what he wants us to start with now. So if we are willing to love him, that's all that he's asking of us. If we are willing to love him, then that revelation of God is going to be ours. It wasn't just given to a few and not to everyone else. It is there for every single person who is willing to love him.